Cornerstone Church, Key Woman Daily Devotion, Nicole Mattarelli, Day 9, My Peace I Give You. Start with the heart. Lord, as you speak, please help me to listen with my whole heart. And Holy Spirit, please meet me today and make me more like Jesus. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. As women, I think we're often confronted with the very real emotions and feelings of anxiety, fear, and worry. These feelings can be caused by many different things. Worrying about a spouse, children, finances, security, just to name a few. This intense emotion can often leave us feeling physically sick and overwhelmed. These feelings are the complete opposite of peace. And God says He did not come to fill us with anxiety and worry. He came and comes to fill us with peace. The Bible is full of scriptures about do not fear, do not be anxious. It seems to be a very popular theme. There are so many verses on this topic that there almost seems to be one verse for every day of the year. Every day, God reaches out to us and says, do not worry. The Bible reminds us that there are many people who have faced various situations where they are fearful, worried, and afraid. The Bible also highlights how God walked with them in every situation and how He wants to give us the same victory in our lives. In Psalm 56, the psalmist David has been captured by the Philistines. One can only imagine how he was feeling, anxious and afraid. But David knew God's character. David says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." Mark 4 verse 35 is the story of Jesus calming the storm. The disciples were feeling fearful and worried. Imagine being on the sea. The boat is rocking back and forth as the waves get higher and higher. The claps of thunder instill fear as shards of lightning are falling all around. And guess where Jesus is? He's asleep. He seems totally unconcerned by the circumstances around him. The disciples cry out to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And Jesus arose and he said to the waves, "Be still." He challenged the disciples in their faith and trust in him. Jesus calmed the storm in their lives when they turned to him. Do we turn to him when we are in a storm? Do we trust him that he will calm the storms in our lives? Philippians 4 verse 6 is a wonderful scripture. It's almost like a science formula. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the God of peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So when I'm feeling anxious, I take it to the Lord in prayer. I lay my situation at His feet. I acknowledge and thank Him that He is in control of my life. And He fills me with peace, not only in my heart, but in my mind. There is nothing like experiencing the peace that God gives. Journaling questions. Do you ever present a request to the Lord when you are feeling anxious? And what areas are making you feel anxious that you can give to the Lord today? Thank you, Lord, that you bring peace in my heart and in my mind when I'm feeling anxious. I give you all my problems, and I trust you that you will take care of every situation that's worrying me. You are a great God, and I praise you. The worship song is The Blessing by Kari Job. Thank you.